B'choros, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Daled, 7, 4, and more on these invalidations for a Kohen who doesn't look like other Kohanim, and therefore he shouldn't do the Avodah. If he does, he's Mevantel Mitzvos Aseh, but B'di Eved, his Avodah will be kosher. Here we have Einav Gedolos Kishel Egel. His eyes are large as a calf. You'll recall from the previous Perek, we said if an animal has one large eye like a calf and one small eye like a goose, that's going to be a mum, and that if a Kohen had that, his Avodah will be pasul, even B'di Eved. But here we're saying, l'chachila, he's not like the other Kohanim, because he has very big eyes, oktanos kishel avaz, or if he has very small eyes, like a goose, so therefore, since he looks peculiar and not like other Kohanim, he shouldn't do the avodah l'chachila. If he does, he's mevatel mitzvos aseh, but b'di eved, his avodah would be kosher. Gufo gadol me'evarav, okata me'evarav, or if his limbs are disproportionate to his body, he has a regular-sized body with very short legs and arms, or very long arms and legs, that's also considered to be a not like other Kohanim. Chatmo gadol me'evarav, or kata me'evarav, or if his nose is unusually large or small. The Gemara says, me'evarav, it should be basically the length of one's nose, roughly is the length of one's pinky finger, his little finger. So that's sort of like a guideline. If it's much larger, much smaller than that, it's considered to be highly unusual. Hatzimem v'hatzimea, also the tzimem and tzimea. Ezu tzimea, what is a tzimea, says the Mishnah. Sha'azno katanos. His ears are very small. Okay? Not that one's large and one's small. That already we had in the previous parak as being a bona fide mum. It'd be possible b'di evad even. But here we're talking about just he has small ears. So we're talking about he shouldn't do it l'chachila, b'di evad to be kosher. And v'hatzimem, what does that mean? Sha'aznav domos l'sfog. That his ears resemble a sponge. Now, the Bartanur learns like Rashi, we're talking about a withered, dried out sponge. Sponges in the time of the Mishnah were actually sea creatures. They're actually very simple animals, but they look kind of like sponges, dried out. So I think perhaps it's what is referred to today sometimes as cauliflower ear. Restaurants have it often. The Rambam says it's not that the sponge is dried out, but rather it's sort of like swollen like a sponge. Also possibly a cauliflower ear, I don't know. In any case, if the ears look essentially so unusual and defective like that, then that irregularity makes them like other Kohanim, and they ought not do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash.